NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast, Thursday evening, August 20th, 2026. Quick note, real news, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up,
Crane Venture Partners introduces the Meridian Principle, a philosophy of human progress for the age of AI. Crane Venture Partners introduces the Meridian Principle, a philosophy of human progress for the age of AI. The firm believes in connecting extraordinary people across disciplines to accelerate progress. By backing synthesist founders and looking beyond traditional networks, Crane aims to spark a new wave of discovery. They define their investor role as coupling capital with connection and conviction, supporting founders through uncertainty to build enduring companies.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Seabridge Gold in quote 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on Seabridge Gold in quote in 2Q26, highlighting the strengthening of the KSM development and financing setup. The company continues to advance an earn-in JV with its preferred partner, securing a US $100 million strategic facility for funding certainty. Quarterly financials show Q2 net income reflecting a one-time Courageous Lake distribution gain, with the partnership process key to potential stock revaluation. Stonegate updates coverage on NZX Limited, 1H26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on NZX Limited, noting modest improvement in 1H26 results. Smart and wealth technologies are driving growth, while capital markets awaits normalization. Margin decline attributed to transition costs and investments, with expected improvement in 2H26. Contracted migrations support medium-term growth visibility. Management tracking toward FY26 guidance midpoint, boasting near-term earnings confidence.
Tech Media Breaks, SS Innovations International Inc. combines mid-tech leadership, surgeon training to drive robotic surgery expansion. Tech Media Breaks, SS Innovations International Inc. combines medtech leadership and surgeon training to drive robotic surgery expansion. The company appointed Sarah M. Romano as CFO, bringing over two decades of finance experience. SS Innovations is advancing FDA clearance for its SSI Mantra robotic surgical system and investing in surgeon education through its SS International Center for Robotic Surgery, supporting wider adoption of its technology.
Drought, wildfires, and heat are hampering Europe's energy transition. Drought and wildfires in Europe are challenging the energy transition, as seen with a Hungarian nuclear plant shutting down due to low water levels in the Danube River. This highlights the struggle faced by the continent in transitioning to cleaner energy amidst extreme climate conditions. Companies like Frontiera's North America Inc. are innovating to overcome these hurdles.
U.S. retail sales record their steepest decline in a year. U.S. retail sales recorded their steepest decline in a year, dropping by 0.6% in July, the largest monthly decrease since May last year. Factors such as post-World Cup spending, the end of tax refund-related purchases, and fatigue from Amazon Prime Day splurges are believed to have contributed to this downturn. Companies like Berkshire Hathaway Inc., heavily invested in retail, may use this data to gauge the rest of the year's outlook. Porsche to stop producing the Taycan EV. Porsche is set to stop producing the Taycan EV with a target of 2030 for the wind-down process. The decision, provisionally backed by the Automakers Works Council, signals a phased exit rather than an abrupt halt. This move may prompt other EV makers like Lucid Motors to consider expanding their model offerings. American Fusion TM Inc. adds both commercialization and international finance expertise as Texatron TM development continues. American Fusion TM Inc. strengthens its team with the addition of John Gurdon, bringing international finance expertise, and Miklas von Schantz, focusing on brand strategy and commercialization. These appointments come as the company progresses with its Texatron TM Fusion Engine TM platform development, enhancing its corporate and commercial capabilities.
Network news breaks. StreamX Corp to participate as innovator partner at Real World Asset Summit. StreamX Corp will be an innovator partner at the Real World Asset Summit on September 1st to 2nd, 2026, in Brooklyn, NY. CEO Henry McPhee will join a panel discussing commodity tokenization and its implications for institutional investors. The event aims to bring real-world assets on-chain, with StreamX team members available to meet with investors and partners.
Market Street Capital Inc. closing financing gap behind U.S. manufacturing reshoring. Market Street Capital Inc. is bridging the financing gap for U.S. manufacturing reshoring projects. With many manufacturers struggling to access capital, Market Street Capital helps by structuring multiple financing instruments. The reshoring trend in the U.S. is driven by supply chain resilience and reduced reliance on China. Despite over 2 million announced manufacturing jobs since 2010, financing remains a challenge for mid-market manufacturers. Investor news breaks. Frontiers North America announces August 27th closing of expanded Regulation A-plus offering after raising more than $45 million. Frontiers North America announced the closing of its expanded Regulation A-plus offering on August 27th. Raising over $45 million, the company attracted more than 15,000 shareholders and surpassed its initial qualified ceiling. This funding will support the development of its Mason County, West Virginia project, creating jobs and advancing its FAS Form T, solid carbon fractionation process. Investors can still participate in the offering until the deadline.
This is a Monthly Medium. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.